I don't get this at all. I thought Lopan...
Shut up, Mr. Burton. You are not brought upon this world to get it.
Come on, Lopan is like...
Nothing you can understand. There are many mysteries, many unanswerable questions, even in a life as short as yours.
Yeah, well, the way I see it doesn't mean we shouldn't ask.
You think you got any thug in you?
Mugs, pugs, thugs. Nitwits, halfwits, dimwits.
We're not intimidated by thugs.
But Bud White is a valuable officer.
White's a mindless thug.
Thug means never having to say you're sorry.
Hello, is it T you're looking for?
Oh, that's sick. That's nice. That is nice. Okay. Have you heard about bageling?
I have. I saw it on the Facebook.
I saw it. I looked at it and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with people? Oh, Japan, never mind.
Yeah.
Of course. Of fucking course. It's Japan. Look it up for everyone else.
We're not going to waste our time talking about it.
But it's a thing. I saw it.
We have other ways to waste our time.
Yeah, I saw it and it's like going to Applebee's. You're just going to feel bad about yourself. I've never eaten at Applebee's without just feeling bad about myself as a person. Afterwards.
As well, you
just
should.
Like, man, why didn't I just shoot myself in the stomach?
Why did I do that?
And why'd that happen? So there is a new, for those of you who haven't updated to the new operating system on the iPhone, there's a new podcast feature thing. I hate it. I fucking hate it so fucking much. They said, you know, let's just remove podcasts entirely from the iPod application on here and make it its own thing, which means that if you're listening to a podcast and you get in your car and you double-click the button and hit play, now it's not going to play what you want it to. It's not going to remember. It sucks. It fucking sucks. You can't scroll through shit. It's just god awful.
Why is it doing that?
I don't know. They're trying something new. Doesn't quite work. That reminds me. Okay. There was an episode of the 10-Minute Podcast we talked about last week, and I was going to mention something about it, but I didn't. When he's talking about Sporting Goods Store.
Yeah.
Where he's talking about, you know, basketballs, baseballs, footballs, those big red balls you can kick really far. And you made a statement where it's like, and they made that sound that only those balls can make. I've heard it once, one other time. I was playing a UIL basketball when I was in college. And there was this guy who was trying to show folks how to do a really crisp chest pass. And he's like, use both hands and step into it and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like a quarter of the court away from him. And apparently he decides when I'm not paying much attention is the perfect time to fire a chest pass at me. As he steps to do it, I turn to look at someone else and turn back in time to see a basketball about 2 feet away from me.
Right.
And it slammed into my chest. And you know that sound you get when you tag someone with a dodgeball really hard? It made that sound.
Wow.
And I heard it resonate off my chest.
Wow.
Right there, just
beating like, on your wrist.
It hurts so fucking bad. And I was like,
what an asshole.
And the look on his face immediately was like, oh, because I could see in his head thinking, this guy is going to fucking murder me.
And then you did.
And then I did. I punched him in the face until he couldn't think.
Scot-free.
No one knows who it is. It was Bruce Willis.
Body to the landfill, got away scot-free.
It was so bad. It was so bad. Ping! I was like,
wow.
So I was telling you before about the barbecue.
Uh-huh.
During the Austin Film Festival coming up in 3 weeks, if you're in Austin, you got to check it out.
What?
We're going to get to go to the barbecue. Last year, it was a Rex Goliath Wine and Dos Equis were the beverage sponsors at that.
Delicious.
Now it's a different wine sponsor, and the bad news is they don't have Dos Equis.
Oh.
The good news?
Stella Artois.
I love Stella Artois.
Open bar,
dude.
Open bar with Stella Artois. You and I are going to totally farve it up. Just walk like, dude.
Phil
Film Thugs number one! Yeah, Film Thugs number one!
Just run over to, like, you know, you see, I don't know, what would be a celebrity that would be inappropriate to do that
anyone,
with?
Anyone, I don't know.
You know, David Thornton? David Boreanaz.
That'd be something.
Yeah, David Boreanaz is there, and we just run over and go, yeah!
You're known for Bones now!
Yeah.
Bones!
Bizones.
Biznones.
What's up with that?
That's weird, Dave.
No, just look at him.
Your hair's a lot less front spiky.
It's a lot less Bagginsy.
There's no call for that.
I said it's less Bagginsy. No.
You leave Z-Bag alone.
I will. I'm I don't know what I was thinking. I'm a right douchebag.
Dungeonware.
Dungeonware. It's like corn salsa. You don't know why it's a bad. You don't know why it's a bad idea. You just know that it's a bad idea. You ever eaten that corn salsa? Yeah.
I don't even like those words together.
You look at it and you're like, it can't be that bad. It's got corn. Corn's what? Then you taste it and you're like, oh. I'd
rather have candy corn salsa.
I can't really say anything about it because I would have killed for corn salsa. All I've been eating this week is like eggs and like loose meat.
I'm making an ew face.
Ew.
Loose meat.
Ew. Loose meat. Yeah. Just loose meat, you know?
I could have just said. Unscrunch my face.
I could have just said cold cuts.
No.
But it was loose meat. Yeah, that happened. So there have been a lot of previews for this movie. Never
get. Hashtag loose meat.
Hashtag loose
meat. There's no other hashtag.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's it. Hashtag loose meat. That's going to be on a tweet real soon. They've been showing ads for that movie, Never Give Up, with Maggie Gyllenhaal, and where they're taking.
Oh, I was waiting to hear what you'd have to say about this.
You know the stories about the moms who pull the cars off?
Yes,
they're nothing compared to us.
How
really?
Yeah,
you know what?
How
I can,
is that?
You know what I can tell you about those moms who pull their cars off of their they probably realized their kid was illiterate before he got in the second grade. But you know, no, you're a real super mom now that you've decided it's convenient.
Thank you.
Sorry. Oh, really? Oh, it's a school's. Oh. Oh. Your free fucking daycare didn't do a good enough job for you because you don't do shit when you get home. Sorry. What? Yeah, you sit in my. Yeah, what?
Free health.
Come on, y'all. Yeah, come on.
Man, let's go.
Yeah, it annoyed the shit out of me. That's all I can say. Yes, it might be a wonderful, great thing, but a neglectful mother deciding not to be neglectful, and it's the school's fault she didn't give a fuck about her kid.
Stand up!
Sorry. Stand up! Never give up. Never back down. What?
I pulled a kid off a car, or a car off a kid.
I pulled a kid off a car.
I pulled a kid off a car. I made a kid into a car. Got nothing on us, Gyllenhaal.
That's a good song.
Thank you.
That's a damn good song. Yeah, so that's my feeling on it. Like, fuck you, I'm sorry. No. I'll take care of my child now.
Whatever.
Now you do. Why don't you go get a bagel
on your
forehead?
Here's a new movie. It's called Apprenticeship. Yeah. Maybe school's not for everyone. How about that?
Yeah, I can't support that statement.
That's right.
There was a guy who caused a traffic accident in Fort Wayne, Indiana, recently.
With his dome.
You know what his blood alcohol level was?
No.
0.52.
Oh, my.
Man, do you know what you or I would have to do to get to that?
I don't know.
40 beers or 40 shots in 1 hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is fucking serious.
Like, okay, the national championship Rose Bowl, where I ended up behind a dumpster, I wasn't even that drunk. 0.52. That is where you have an alcohol blood level. It was like, how much blood is in your alcohol, sir?
Wow.
Like, yeah.
The drunkest I've ever been was on 2-for-1 Jerry Vodka Sours. Yeah, I know. You don't have to look at me like that. I know.
Hang on, I'm going to see if I can buy you a summer dress.
You can't. I have one.
Okay.
But because I tipped at this horrible fucking bar on 6th Street, they kept hooking me up vodka-wise. Yeah. Till basically it was cherry vodka sour, wink, wink.
Right.
Why did I do the quote thing and wink, wink?
I don't know. Well, it's because it was you were quotationally winking. Yeah, winking. You were quoting their winks.
Right. It was basically vodka and ice. By the end, it was over with.
So it was like going to Barflies.
Yeah.
Like, here's and a big tumbler full of
so
booze.
So drunk, I decided I needed to see the Capitol that night. I need to walk and see the Capitol. That's what I need to do right
what
now.
What bar was it on 6th?
Oh.
Were you
was in the 90s.
Were yet
it was called the Aqua Lounge.
Oh, you were at Aqua Lounge?
Yeah.
That's weird.
We walked over from the Ritz because we heard about the drink thing.
Yeah.
And as you do when you're in your early 20s.
That was around the time that Austin passed the law where every drink had to cost at least a dollar because Treasure Island did their Sunday nights where any coin got you a drink.
Yeah.
You walk in with a fucking roll of pennies and say, I want 50 shots of whiskey.
Right.
And they would
like four hand grenades.
Yeah.
Clink.
Yep. Clink. Enjoy.
Enjoy. Your death.
So you went down and you drank a bunch of what? Yeah. What was that again?
Cherry vodka sours.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Hmm. I own it.
Did the glass have a nipple on it?
It had a cock on it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
I never made it to the Capitol. I did wake up on a cab, though.
On a cab?
On a cab. I said cab.
Cab, I know. I just unpaused. No one heard what I just said again.
Oh.
See if anyone can figure out what I said. Doot, doot, doot. Hashtag loose meat. And so you walked. So that was, but that's like down near Casino.
Yeah,
and you walked like a mile.
Here's the thing.
Yes,
I remember walking out of the front door of Aqua Lounge, and my friend Mark was talking to some girl. I don't know how well he was doing. I said, "See you later. I have to go to the Capitol."
You probably said, "I assume name."
No, I'm sure he came up like this.
Cab, no,
as drunk me in those days.
Okay.
I have to go to the fucking cat and get you bottom center section that girl because I'm gonna fucking out. I'm out.
Sounds about right.
Then I woke up on a cab. That's what I remember.
On the hood or on the trunk?
On the hood of the cab.
Okay, not on the boot.
With the guy screaming at me through the windshield. I don't remember what happened at that time. I thought I beat everyone back to the house. Like, hot damn, I got home early. I'm going to drink more of their beer. I had been gone for 2 hours.
Whoa.
I lost that chunk of time.
Uh-huh.
Woke up on the cab. The best part is, when I got into the cab, I looked to my left. It was right in front of the motherfucking police station.
That's like a block away. It's isn't that like 2 blocks from where you were?
Yeah, but what did I do for
I
2 hours?
I did it for 2 hours to get back
just
there.
Just wandered around. You know, cops sent us the scene being like, yeah, you know what? I don't feel like doing the paperwork.
Leave him alone.
It's fine.
He'll
wake up on a cab.
Yeah.
I think I paid the taxi driver like $60. I just threw money at it.
As well you should.
So thought
you
I was home all early, got in, and everybody was back home.
You paid for the cab like you were in a movie.
Yeah, basically.
You just grabbed some bills and threw them here.
I walked in the front door. They all looked at me. If there was a record player, it would have scratched. And like, dude, where have you been? I'm like, I go to the Capitol. And then I remember walking through the crowd of people and into my room, and that was it. Point being, that was the drunkest I've ever been in my entire life. And for a while there, I was a professional drunk.
Yeah.
I don't know what .52 is.
Well, like the drunkest I ever was at that Rose Bowl. And to give you an idea, I showed up and I didn't have a ticket because I was figuring I'll be able to scalp one at halftime and it'll be cheap. Not realizing that I was showing up at the greatest football game ever played. So that, like, literally, as the game went on, scalpers were raising their prices.
Right.
But I was there in my I could not have been wearing more I couldn't have been wearing more burnt orange,
or more Berber,
or more Burberry I couldn't have been wearing more of any of that if I'd tried, if I'd made a conscious effort to. And as I walked in, these two USC fans had a beer bong. They're like, "Yeah, man, blah blah blah," and I walked over, and I popped open a beer, and I started chugging it. As I poured one into the beer bong, threw that away, popped another one, poured it into and then it did double. I did 3 chug beers in less than a minute.
Why?
Do you remember me in those days?
Yeah.
And that was just the beginning. That was the night I was, like, eating bacon-wrapped hot dogs. Mm. And, like, somebody would be like, "Here's a bottle of something." I'd be like, blah, blah, blah. People were finding me beers. It was amazing. And that night I was trying to get back in touch with my friends. And I ended up, I thought that I'd sat down on like by a golf cart that was there, that was like there. But my friends were like, no, you were behind a dumpster.
Oh.
I'm like, okay. And I called my friend Andre, and we still joke about this. And I'm like, I can't believe you left me at the Rose Bowl. Friends don't do that, Andre. Friends don't leave Andre. Friends don't do that, Andre. They don't leave friends at the Rose Bowl. Oddly specific.
Got some drunk indignance going.
Yes. Oddly specific.
Let me tell you about friendship.
Yeah. You don't leave friends at the Rose Bowl. That's in the book about friends.
It's the only ship you need.
You should read friendship. The book about friends, you asshole. You know, it was crazy. I don't even think I was at a 0.52.
Wow, no.
Oh. Although not the weirdest news story. Did you hear apparently Fox News was covering something where there was a car chase, okay. And they built in a little delay on it and stuff. The dude shot himself in the fucking head at the end of it. And literally on the news, they fade as the guy puts a gun and Shepard. They cut to Shepard Smith in the studio. He's like, cut away, cut away, cut away. Get off it, get off it, get off it, get off. And then he came back and apologized profusely.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch out there, Shep.
Watch out, brother. Watch out, brother. Oh, and on a lighter note, for some reason, I was selected to be offered a cheap introductory price on a subscription to Wood Magazine, a magazine for woodworkers.
I have been receiving for the past month Cruisin' Magazine, the magazine for yacht owners.
My mind went in a different direction with
no,
that.
No, I was like,
is it Al Pacino in a leather hat on the cover of it?
Every girl wears bikinis in this world.
Nice.
No, no.
Oh, man, if we owned a yacht, a Film Thugs yacht.
That'd be great.
It'd be a great place for us to hang out with our wives and girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great place to dock it and drink at the bar behind the beach?
Behind the beach. Behind the beach. What? No, at it'd the be beach. Behind. If you have a yacht, the bar is behind the beach if you want it behind the beach.
That's true.
Yeah, we need a yacht that we can just park. Like
international waters.
Like the stone ship from The Prisoner, where we can just sit on it and drink big tumblers of gin.
Yes.
With big slices of lime.
Chimpanzee fights.
Yeah, he ain't pretty no more. So... this week was one of the times where, as you said beforehand, we really needed to clarify what we were going to talk about. Because somehow we just decided on general badass stuff. I focused on actors.
It started off.
Characters in movies.
As cinematography, shots, what have you.
And I was like, dude, I don't have time for that this week.
Like, all right, badass.
Things.
Fuck it. Whatever. Just general badass stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
General. I'm tired of thinking.
Badass or.
General badass. Doctor of Democracy.
You know that there was in the U.S. Army for a while, a guy, the records on him, Staff Sergeant Max Fightmaster.
That's awesome.
Yeah. His career was chosen for him. I'm going to swallow this candy corn pumpkin because I sound gross.
You sound involved.
Yeah. People love hearing that.
Yeah, so general badassery turned into my list being much like a list I would have made were I 10.
I put some thought
into it. Actually 10, not 36.
Yeah. Mine is a list of actors, films, characters, and quotes.
Okay.
That I think qualify
quotes. That's good.
As badass. And I've just got a handful in my four typed pages of notes, single-spaced, college-ruled pages of notes. And I think I got to start out with somebody here. I'm going to start out with an actor.
Louis Gossett Jr. from Enemy Mine.
And then he gave birth.
Weird movie.
Really fucking weird, man. I only saw it once, but I read the Mad Magazine... parody of it a bunch. Mad Magazine did weird shit back then. I just don't understand. They expected that Gentile children would know what kudzu or schmutz and things like
hey,
that.
Hey, Film Thugs, fun fact.
Yeah?
I have never, ever even cracked a Mad Magazine in my life.
That's oddly surprising.
I know.
It's like vexing. You task me, sir.
I'm sorry.
You task me.
I'm vexed.
I'm vexed.
Terribly vexed.
Do you like did you like my con reference, though?
I did.
He tasks. He tasks me. Hold on. I have to rip my shirt open to show an odd amount of Coverdale-esque man cleavage.
It is odd, isn't it?
It is really odd.
It made you think.
Yeah.
Like, did he do a lot of incline bench press, or is that a really good makeup job? What is that?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Wait, is you secretly swole? What the fuck?
I don't think that's Ricardo about the bomb.
Oh, my.
Okay. So, this actor, as a child, as a teen race car driver, won 6 national championships, was a minor league baseball player with a .586 batting average who had to quit because of an injury, and his name was the last thing Walt Disney ever said.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. Now, if Kurt Russell don't qualify as general badassery, then everyone needs to go to fucking hell. He's Jack Burton. He's Snake Plissken. He was in The Thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Everything Kurt Russell does is good. He was Captain Ron. And if you don't like Captain Ron, then fucking leave.
I like it. It's
okay,
fine.
I know. I'm just making a dramatic
point. My dog left.
No, she can't lift that pillow off of herself. No,
she's in Film Thug's position.
Yeah, Film Thug's position, where it's like, attend to me. Yeah, I love Kurt Russell, man.
Yeah,
I just, if I met him, I'd look him in the eye and I'd say, Kurt Russell, I fucking love you.
I love you, man.
Be my dad. Be my daddy. Kurt Russell, please.
I like when you kill those girls in Death Proof. I don't care what anybody says.
I liked it when you ate those nachos in Death Proof.
Yeah.
And that's how a man eats nachos.
That's right.
That's how a fucking general.
Badass.
What would General Badass's first name be?
Nachos.
General Nachos Badass.
Yes.
General GN Badass.
General Yonder Alonzo.
Yes. Sergeant George Ignatius Joe.
Yeah.
Fighting man from head to toe. But that.
Enjoyed it.
That kid is a badass. That's all I'm saying.
And my 8-year-old to 10-year-old list is that car from The Wraith.
Man, I wanted
technically the M4S Turbo Interceptor, mm-hmm. modified, of course.
You mean it didn't come factory with neon?
It's a Dodge.
Well, the thing is, Dodge has always been the car of the assholes in movies.
This is a ghost, not ghost.
You saying there's something wrong with the Dodge Charger or the Dodge Challenger? You saying that the Ghost wouldn't drive the same type of car?
I don't know what a Ghost would drive, but apparently it drives a modified M4S Turbo
Dodge.
Interceptor.
From Dodge. Well, you think a Ghost wouldn't drive an American car? Comrade Campbell?
Spell America with a K, are you?
Yeah. Is that what's going on here?
No.
Yeah. I think you'd drive a Dodge. I just remember that movie not being anywhere near as cool as I thought it was going to be.
I don't know.
Kind of like
cool.
There was a lot of bikinery and points in it when they were out at the lake.
Right, yeah. It's good.
Granted, I have not seen this movie since the 80s.
Pretty good.
So,
pretty good.
So, but it's got the lesser Cassavetes, and that's not an insult to Nick Cassavetes. I'm sorry, you standing next to your dad, John.
Sorry.
You're the lesser Cassavetes. And be thankful I didn't compare you to your mom, because you're nowhere near the badass your mom was, or you'll never be there. I'm sorry, Gina Rowlands is such a fucking badass. It hurts my soul to think about how I will never be half as badass as that lady is. Period. Period. Neither one of us will ever be half as badass as Gina Rowlands.
I don't even try.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
No. Don't care.
Mm-hmm. You know?
No.
I don't care.
I don't care. My parents are divorced.
I smoke cigarettes.
I don't care. Fuck you, man.
You know who's surprisingly awesome is Stephen Buscemi. Buscemi. You know what he did before he was an actor? He was a firefighter.
What?
Yeah. You know where he was the week after 9/11?
Tire firefighter?
FDNY.
Oh, shit.
You know where he was the week of September 11th?
At home?
Volunteering with his old fire company.
Jesus.
And refusing any publicity that came with it.
Word up, Buscemi, or Buscemi.
That is just fucking truckload of badass right there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's up there with the Ron Perlman putting on the makeup, except Ron Perlman wouldn't get a respiratory infection from that and wasn't in danger.
Still.
Yeah, Buscemi. And Buscemi got stabbed in the face, chest, neck, and arms while filming a movie in like North Carolina or something with Vince Vaughn. Apparently some dudes talk shit, and Buscemi stood up for his boy Vince Vaughn and got stabbed about the face, chest, neck, and breast area.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, this was back like in 2001.
What?
Yeah. You didn't know this?
No.
What are you learning in this schools that you went to?
Nothing.
This schools that you went to?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I was learning how to make bruschetta.
Yeah. I was learning how to make giada.
Giada. Some spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
With a
Romano.
That was dedicated to your Italian wife.
Sicilian.
Sicilian. Tomato to Sicilian.
You know what's badass? RoboCop. In general. Ed 209. Pretty good.
With Dr. Weller.
Yeah.
Editore.
But if you're like me, when that...
I like it!
That goddamn awful radio commercial. If you're like me, RoboCop was a big goddamn deal when you were a kid.
Yeah.
It couldn't get any cooler than RoboCop. I couldn't tell you why.
When he shot that rapist in the dick through the chick's dress?
Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
And then he melted later? Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You think?
And they keep fucking around with the remake. The remake is almost in post. But... why even fuck around with that? Why even fuck with... don't even touch that. It's so cool the way it is.
Yeah. All I know is the new suit makes him look like the Gimp.
Yeah. Yes.
All he needs is a fucking zipper across his mouth. Robo Gimp.
It's creepy.
Temple Grandin is RoboCop.
Is the gun going to come out of his leg?
No, probably not. Speaking of guns coming out of the leg, we forgot about this. The Emmy Awards.
Who was surprised
to see that that what somebody I work with referred to as the documentary about the 2008 presidential election won a bunch of awards? Who would have guessed that it's an election year?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I was surprised about.
Aw.
The appearance of the fucking Emmys. Just sitting on the couch, watching television.
And boom, I was Emmys.
And I think I was flipping through my Kindle. Mm-hmm. The wife changes the channel, and biggity, bam!
Yep.
Emmys. Like, oh, these are on.
Yeah. Did you like the picture I posted on the Facebook?
I did.
The Wire, Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
And fucking 2.5 Men has a lot of goddamn Emmys for a show that's such bad.
They were trying very hard... to be edgy.
Oh, yeah. Desperately hard. Mm. Look at us. We're still
like Peter Cetera at a death metal show.
Don't you mean like a knight in shining armor from
maybe.
A long, from a long time ago?
Maybe. Maybe I do.
Maybe you do. Here's the thing I'm going to say right now. I want you to just shut your fucking mouth and listen. Right. If loving Peter Cetera is wrong, I don't want to be right.
You like Peter Cetera?
Nope. Nope. Well,
the ladies do.
It's like what I just did there is something that I do when I come home from work and I'm getting stuff ready and Hope's like, oh, hey, how you doing? I'm like, cool. Oh, I got somebody. Will you shut up? Will you shut up for just a second? She's not saying anything. But
it only works with that dynamic, too, because she's so quiet.
Yeah. Because if you were to say that to your wife, it would be like, oh,
like, what? Shut up, stupid.
Oh, shit.
Nah, we'd just say shut up to each other about 30 times. So
it's not as fun.
We
just stop talking. I think I can shed light on the whole Pam thing. Shut up, because you're making yourself look stupid. Did you know that Robert Mitchum, as a child from the Depression, got arrested and escaped from a chain gang at the age of 14.
No.
Does that qualify Bob Mitchum as a badass?
Yes. Yes, it does.
I think it does, yeah. Especially because he looked like that, and he's got a fucking manly deodorant named after him. Mm-hmm.
And awesome hair.
Yeah. Not Bob now, fucking...
But then, woo.
Bob Mitchum was where it was at when he popped up in Scrooge and then had that moment with Bill Murray. Just like, do you know how many pet owners there are in America? Just in Murray's face. Oh, yes. And speaking of terminal badass, how about fucking Bill Murray? Well, I'm sorry, Bill fucking Murray?
Yeah, of course.
Has there or will there ever be a comedian that is more of a just stone fucking badass than Bill Murray?
No.
Because I honestly, no, I don't think there ever will be. I mean, the fact that he and Dan Aykroyd apparently dressed up as the Ghostbusters and visited sick kids in the hospital.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Bill Murray owns a bunch of minor league baseball teams, and he'll show up like that. Did you ever see the rain delay footage of Bill Murray?
Uh-huh.
Where he's running around sliding on the tarp. Like, how do you fucking not love this guy?
Golf-themed restaurants?
Yeah. The Murray Brothers Caddyshack. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, shit, he's Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. Bad motherfucker.
He's a very bad motherfucker. And I'm going to stand by this. The fact that he fucking leveraged shit to get Razor's Edge made, that movie's better than people think it is. It's not great. But it's not terrible. For what it was, I think it came off as good as it could have. Because making that novel into a movie...
Yeah.
That's weighty proposition, sir.
Randall Tex Cobb.
You mean the man who got Howard Cosell to stop calling boxing?
Yeah.
The only thing I will say, he bled less than Chuck Wepner. But then everyone bled less than Chuck Wepner. Randall Tex Cobb used to get beat like a fucking rug.
It was like that Simpsons episode where Homer decides to be a boxer.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the most skilled pugilist you could ever find.
Nope.
He just won't fucking go down.
Yeah, just
nope.
Bam,
I'm staying. Yep. Like Paul Newman and
Cool Hand Luke. Yeah,
stay down.
Getting back up like, nope, not done yet. Whap, whap.
Yeah.
Fred's called me, Lenny. But I got no friends. Well, cry me a fucking river.
Leonard Smalls. Friends call me Lenny. But I got no friends.
Well, cry me a fucking river, son. Oh, God, he's awesome.
He is awesome. Not quite as awesome and wasted, in my opinion, in The Golden Child as he dances in front of, Marvel's in front of a dancing Pepsi can.
Yeah, that was odd.
Why did we have to have him here? I mean, you know, I'm glad he got a check and all, but
didn't quite work.
That didn't quite work out.
Ooh, I don't know why I just thought of this. Maybe it's because I've had a couple beers. We've got to do Endless Shrimp at Red Lobster soon. I said,
prepared for just about anything. Except that. Broke my goddamn neck with that.
Brian and I are doing it soon because we do it every year that we teach, but we have to go do it. Have you ever done the Endless Shrimp at Red Lobster?
No.
Do you not like shrimp?
I love shrimp.
Then why haven't you done the Endless Shrimp?
Hello.
I love shrimp. Then why haven't you done the Endless Shrimp at Long John Silver's? Is there some part of the word endless you don't understand?
We'll see about that.
Lots of poop veins and rice.
Yeah.
For some reason, they always have some dish that comes with rice
on
it. Yeah. We'll make this happen.
Be shitting iodine for a week.
You want to talk about redefining shrimp eatery?
Well, I bet.
Oh.
I bet.
Yeah. You get
It'd be ugly.
You get a few beers in me and put me in front of an endless buffet of shrimp. I'll make that fucking deli tray look like nothing. So back on task here.
Yeah, sure. How about the glaive from Kroll?
The glaive is the coolest goddamn thing ever, and it was the most wasted, awesome tool ever. That would be like if Connor McLeod had only used that badass sword to open a fucking bottle of champagne. And then that's it. Or if
sparkling wine, worst of all.
Or if that amazing room that he had in the back. But if that room were just like where he had a toilet.
Right in the middle?
Right in the middle. Right in the middle is a toilet. Not even like an American toilet, like a fucking, like one of those weird ones in India where it's got a place for your feet and then you just squat and shit in a hole in the ground.
That room was badass when I was a kid. it's still equally as badass. Oh,
and I've told Hope, if I won one of those $100 million lotteries, like, I'm building the house, the only thing is it's going to have one of those cool, like, thing, so that I can have that room, and that's where the film Thugs will be recorded.
Yes.
Yeah.
The best thing about that is if I won, I'd have the same room.
And it would be, this show would be recorded in that. The only difference would be, it would be awesome as a room. This is a functional room, not an awesome room.
No, it's functional.
And it would have a tap of Dunkelweiss.
Yeah.
And if you think the snippets from our St. Patrick's Day show were drunk,
you don't have any idea.
When we hit a point where we just don't give a fuck, and it's just like, yeah, movie, I like
to lie. When I have that kind of money, single malt on tap. On tap! You can put it in a bottle. No.
No, no. Can you get me a keg of single malt? Yeah.
Yeah, we could put it in a... Why would you... Just would you do it!
Can you put it in an oat keg? I want pizzas here.
Yeah, the only difference would be the tartan on the wall.
Yeah, yeah. It would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That room is so fucking so sick. Awesome. How much I love that shit. How's about, has there ever been or will there ever be a pair as badass as Klaus Kinski and Werner Herzog?
No.
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 No. Have you seen the footage of Kinski getting of Herzog getting shot during the interview?
No.
He's outside there, like out somewhere talking, and he gets like literally said, I'm sorry, I was shot. And he's like, wait, do you need to go to the hospital? He goes, no, it was not a significant bullet.
It's only a flesh wound.
Like, wait, what?
It's not the kind of gun. It's not the kind of gun wound. A bullet wounded a lion would.
It would not be for a lion. It wouldn't even.
This would be more like a bullet that would take down a meerkat.
Meerkat?
Is it meerkat?
Yes, it's a meerkat. Wer schmeckt es ein meerkat? And maybe would penetrate the can of a Pepsi Cola.
It's like I got shot with a meerkat.
Fucking Herzog.
Herzog, my ass.
Kinski, oh my God. Kinski.
Hunter S. Thompson said, hey, man, we got all night.
You know, okay, I'm going to paint a picture because I forgot who I wanted to start this out with because I've had a few. The patron saint, really, of our idea of badassery is a gentleman known as Oliver fucking Reed.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I paint a picture for you here. Imagine spending an evening out drinking with Oliver Reed and Klaus Kinski.
The cab would have wound up on me.
Yeah,
and Oliver Reed.
Oliver Reed.
With him looking at me doing my impersonation of the woman from Oliver Twist.
What's wrong with you, then? I would have loved to have had a shot to go drinking with either of those cats. Except here's the thing: I think Oliver Reed would have been a badass evening. Klaus Kinski would have been a terrifying evening.
Yeah,
it would have been so scared. And I'm like, Klaus, I'd love to go to another place with you, but my mom said I have to go home, and I can't say no to my mom.
Pretty sure.
Erin Mutti?
Yeah, Oliver Reed would be a way drunk night, but eventually, you know, find your way to a plate of fried eggs and pass out somewhere.
Exactly, yeah. You'd get Kinski,
someone's getting racked in the nuts with at least 2 to 3 books of the Encyclopedia Britannica.
That is
specific.
Which
Look at what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Kinski.
Who knows?
You've seen My Best Fiend, right?
Yeah. Who fucking knows?
Rip your face off! Your face off! Oh, goddamn. If you want to see a portrait of just fucking insanity,
My Best Fiend. I imagine it would wind up into like snorting heroin and talking about Dadaism or something.
Mm. No, Kinski wouldn't. He would be you don't know what would happen with Klaus. Oliver, you know. You drink until he found a woman, and then you would find a woman. Yeah, you would drink the woman. Yeah. You don't find a woman before Oliver does. Kind of like you don't find a woman before Steve McQueen does. Okay.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah. Yeah. You go ahead and do that. And then when you're gone, doing whatever godless act you're doing, then I'll be like, hey, did you see Steve McQueen and me? Did you see Oliver Reed and me? Would you like to spend some time talking to a guy who hangs out with those guys?
What's up?
And then they walk away, and it's just like every other night in Single Jim's life. Oh,
wah, 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 wah.
But fucking forget Herzog for as badass as he is. A Night with Kinski, holy shit. Could you, literally, the only thing that I Raiders is one of those films that I'm like, nothing will make it better. Nothing. And then I found out, yeah, that Nazi guy was originally going to be Klaus Kinski. I'm like, one thing yeah. would make that movie better.
Yeah, not thirsty.
Not thirsty.
Holy shit. Terrifying.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No,
don't do it, boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
Who inspired this episode? Werewolves. They're badass.
Werewolves are badass. I got to find that clip. That was the greatest one. I remember you and I watching an episode of Supernatural. Dan back Winchester. Before it sucked.
Yeah, before they just went into this dire. Like,
let's have
stuff.
Fairies and...
It has been shit for four seasons?
Yep. Yet they canceled Reaper.
Just can't stop digging themselves deeper.
No, they can't because fucking tween girls love them. And those two guys, they're from Kansas?
Yeah.
In the show?
Yeah.
Both of the guys are from Texas.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, a little bit drops through. Except for this one line where Jensen Ackles might as well have been fucking me wearing a Vince Young jersey.
It could have been Vortex and Lone Star and a bowl of chili.
Exactly.
With an armadillo walking by.
The exact line is, hey, you say whatever you want, man. Werewolves are badass.
Werewolves are badass. Badass. It's like
badass.
Drug over to the S.
Badass. Badass. Yeah, like, holy crap, you're going to go eat some ribs.
Wah, 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 wah.
Wait, what just happened?
Exactly.
Is that
werewolves are badass.
Wah, 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 wah.
Right.
It's so
probably
true.
Any which way but loose.
That shit. Okay, so good. Any which way but loose. That show was badass for two seasons.
It really was.
And then, real.
I'll give you three.
Real quick, like. And then it sucked. And then that the first season with Castiel. I was okay.
Interesting.
With.
But then they just kept going.
It was worth it because of Castiel. I don't understand that reference.
Castiel's fine. I like Castiel. Yeah. He's good. But okay, I got the joke.
Yeah, got it.
A little preachery on us now.
Okay. Two things that I'm going to put here that are totally money related that make these guys seem badass to me. Whilst filming one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, it was like pissing down rain like crazy. Johnny Depp kicked in $64,000 to buy rain jackets for all of the crew. Like, that's kind of fucking cool, Jonathan.
Cool. How did they find $64,000 worth of rain jackets?
They said Johnny Depp wants rain jackets.
Oh.
And it happened. And God delivered them. COD.
Huh. Pretty good.
Only cooler thing than that. You know Keanu Reeves did with his profit share from the Matrix sequels?
Hmm.
Gave it all to the special effects guys.
Really?
Yeah, because he said they're the reason the movie was good. It's like they're the reason these movies happened. So,
it's nice.
I think that's kind of awesome.
It is awesome.
In my mind. That's
well done.
I work.
Thank you for Kundun. No, it was Little Buddha. Whatever the hell he made.
Kundun was...
Yeah, that was...
Marty Scorsese.
Sicily is not part of Italy.
Correct.
I have no idea what we were just talking about.
No.
And that's not to do with drinking. That's because Clarkson's wife came home, so we stopped and we visited, and it was lovely.
Yeah.
It was lovely. I have a stack of really badass quotes
okay. That
I could run through with a quickness. How about, are you going to bark all day, little doggy, or are you going to bite? That line is
very good.
Fucking badass. Just because
you pull that smoke wagon to see what happens.
Yeah, skin that
wagon.
Smoke that skin wagon.
Yeah, do it.
Isn't it
fucking
rad?
Do it.
Fuck yeah, dickhead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smoke that skin wagon
and see what happens. Come on, do it.
I'm pondering.
Do it.
That would really change the dynamic of that film.
No, it would be smoke that skin wagon. Gun comes out. Do it. Suddenly changes the tenor of Wyatt Earp's character.
Slightly.
How's about the I'm your Huckleberry?
Yeah, yeah.
Although I think... You know Daisy.
You
know Daisy.
That's
where it's at, because he's taunting a dead man.
It smells like somebody died.
Looks like somebody walked over your grave.
Yeah.
Essentially, everything that comes out of Val Kilmer's mouth... You know he was Batman.
He was.
And now, he's Fat Man.
No.
That head shake. No.
No, that's Kevin Smith's entire gig. It's Fat Man on Batman. He's putting himself down because he's heavy. Stop it, Kevin. You're better than that.
We probably weigh more than you do, Kevin.
Probably. Certainly together.
Granted, I'm a foot taller than you were, so. And we still haven't heard back from them.
Shocking, really.
I don't think we ever will.
No.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Ah.
It's a good one.
See? That's up there with my top three badass things ever.
Yeah.
The Force. More specifically, the dark side.
But yeah, well, the Force...
Because the first example you see of the Force is choking a guy from across the room.
Yeah. Just...
And if you're a little boy, you think, I want to choke somebody.
I really want to do that. I don't want to
Don't want to use those powers. You want to use it for lifting a fighter later with a little green guy.
No, you want to use that to stack rocks.
No, I want to choke that bully
in
my school from across the room. That's what I want to do. If you only need the power of the dark side. Yeah. Tell me more.
Yeah. If you're smart, you can control that shit.
Yeah. So I can take that rock and smash him in the head. Show me how to do that one, Yoda. While you're not having sex on your little rock planet with the weeds and the swamp.
Dude, they never said he wasn't. Why do you think there weren't a whole lot of animals around his fucking hut?
All I'm saying is it's him and Luke.
No, all I'm saying is Yoda had probably fucking laid a plentiful pipeline on that planet, which is why every animal stayed well and clear of him. Some creepy little pedophile looking for the weak young animals. And then he'd be like, oh no, look, come back in my, isn't it nice and warm? Here's some disgusting soup. And now this happens.
Yeah.
Now that's what Yoda was. Oh my God, that's the worst. Holy shit.
I hate Yoda. Anyway.
Oh, at this point, we should point out that we're sponsored by Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, we have an upcoming show idea. And you need to email questions to thugquestions@gmail.com. We will not see these questions till we're on the air. We'll explain this later. I don't know why I just thought of this. But you know what quote I'm thinking of that personifies you, Mr. Campbell?
At my signal, unleash hell!
I was thinking it was going to be, by God, I am New Mexico. But pretty close.
What's that one from?
Young Guns 2, I think? I'm not sure.
We're in Spirit World.
Spirit World, asshole, I can't see.
Dog. Did you see the size of that chicken? Did you see the size of that chicken?
For some reason, they all sound like Bill Cosby.
Butterfly. I'm a butterfly. She's my flower.
Say it again.
Butterfly.
Really?
Butterfly.
I don't know what this is. Like. Oh, that's good. No. What?
Good thing this is free.
Yeah. Oh, Eva, you'd pay for it. You know you'd pay.
You knew what this was.
You knew. How about don't push it, or I will give you a war you won't believe. Let it go. Let it go. Said by John Francis Rambo in First Blood.
It's always good.
part one. What? How's about, I know what you're thinking. Did he fire shit? Six shots or only five? Well, and tell you the truth, all this excitement, I kind of lost track myself. But being as it's a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, would blow your head clean off. You got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Now, here's the beauty of Dirty Harry Callahan. First off, he says every line of dialogue he has through the most clenched jaw in the history of clenched jaws. Okay. And how beautiful is it that he was located out of San Francisco? It's like, I'm sorry, no, you can't speak to a suspect like that. He might feel as though his rights are being violated by your brusque tone. Now, Dirty Harry's too busy burying shit in fools' asses.
Yes.
Yeah. Pop! Like that. He's going like, pop,
pop. That guy's dead. Nice.
Thank you. Yes, I'm a completist.
Yes.
We deal in lead, friend. From Magnificent Seven. Yes. If that don't make you feel like a badass, nothing will. You know what will make you feel even more badass? The AK-47. The very best day is when you absolutely, positively have to kill every motherfucker in the room except no substitute.
Yeah.
Odell Roby, that character is a badass.
I always like the exchange in Pulp Fiction between John Travolta and Bruce Willis at the bar.
Yeah.
When Bruce is ordering packs of red apples. Ain't your friend Palooka.
Ain't your friend Palooka. What'd you just say?
You heard me just fine, Punchy.
You heard me just fine, Punchy.
I just like that.
Just that level of fuck you.
I don't give a fuck. You can probably knock my head off, but I'm going to say this anyway.
Yeah. Because his attitude is there's two kinds of people in this world. Those with loaded guns and those who dig.
No.
You dig. It's exactly what he thought. I got one more quote before I go to a quote that is going to get goddamn near a salute from you. $10,000 for me by myself. For that, you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing. That's a fucking badass line. But you know what the most badass line I got is? What about the old American social custom of self-defense? If the police don't defend us, maybe we ought to do it ourselves.
I salute you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Kersey.
You're the best.
Around. You're the only one to keep you down. You're the best. Around. Nothing. You know you're the best because you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Hard. You try to believe, but the going gets tough, that you got to stand tough to make
it. In the shower.
History repeats itself. Try and you'll succeed.
In the back of the car.
Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream.
Don't tell your wife.
You're the best. Around, and nothing's ever going to keep you down.
In
Castle
District.
Best. Around, nothing. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
For those at home keeping score, I did just sing the entire first verse to You're the Best by Mr. Esposito.
Pretty good.
From the Karate Kid, which, by the way, look up our commentary on it. Filmthugs.com.
We have that. God damn, that was a long time ago.
That was damn near 3 years ago.
Really?
We're coming up on the third anniversary of this show.
Really?
February, we will have been doing this show for 3 years.
Chingao.
Chingao.
I also say Chingao.
Chingao.
To the guitar, gun cases, and rocket launcher from Desperado.
It's kind of fucking badass, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, man. Especially when the guy just pops it up on his shoulder.
Really?
Well, why not?
Okay.
Let's play. Let's play. I remember seeing that shit opening day at the Santikos Theater off 281 in San Antonio around, you know the one I'm talking about, near, I don't remember the road, Bitters? Was it Bitters?
281 Bitters? Or Bandera?
281. The one on 281 near my folks' house, there, around the Churchill area.
It's not Silverado then.
No, it's not Silverado. Back at the time it was Santiago's. Remember, this was fucking 15 years ago.
Oh. Oh, Oh, no.
Holy, yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Inside 1604.
Yeah, yeah, inside 1604, yeah. There was that, like, the big putt-putt golf place next to it and shit. I saw the first two screenings of it, and then the next week I saw the first two screenings of Heat.
That's good.
I ran it on both twice in the theater nice. On the same day. Back to Motherwell, because yeah. That's how I roll.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay, I found a thing online where they listed what they thought, somebody thought was the 10 most badass characters in the history of film. And one of them, and it's going to piss some people off, I take the gravest possible exception to being included as a badass. Their number 10 is John Rambo. You think?
Yeah, 10?
10. Oh, wait until you see some of the people who are in front of him. But yeah, John Rambo, he could eat shit that would turn a goat's stomach. He could blah, blah, blah.
The only thing would knock him down was his reluctance.
Yeah.
He was always reluctant.
Because he'd done enough in Vietnam, man. He was trying to move on. He was trying to be a peaceful man. He had to fight against his nature because it was the worst part of himself. And then when the fucking rubber hit the road and he had no choice, a fucking man's got to do what a man's got to do. And he fucking nutted up and didn't shut up and fucking did what shit needed doing.
Those motherfuckers shouldn't have got hostaged. Hostaged? Taken hostage to begin with.
Brian Dennehy, he should never been impaired.
No.
Yeah. Brian, yeah. Number 9 is the one I take the gravest possible exception to, and that is Bubba Feets.
Yeah.
It's Boba Fett. Okay, here's the thing. Can you shut up for a second?
Sure.
Okay. if you were to gauge Bubba Fett simply from the Star Wars movies, he fucking sucks objectively. Mm-hmm. He made a deal with the Empire, so they handed shit over. He didn't do shit. He got handed shit. And then he died accidentally being digested in a giant sand vagina.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care that fucking Audrey 2 popped out of it. It was a giant sand.
Sangina.
Sangina. Wasn't he on American Idol 1 year? Yeah. Okay, yeah. By all accounts, Bubba Fett kind of sucked a little bit. And you can say whatever you want about Extended Universe, and I'll slap you across your face. Because extended in the universe, movies whatever. Themselves, Bubba Fett didn't quite work out.
He hangs out a couple of times.
Yeah.
He rockets across one pontoon future boat to another.
Yep.
Then gets
killed when a blind guy bumps into him.
Yeah. So not
I'm sorry.
The badass.
If you die,
he was badass when he watched his dad get his head cut off.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna give you a quick hint here. If a blind guy bumps into you and kills you, you're not a badass.
No.
Nothing against the blinds, because I think they can be just a.
What?
Blinds, blind people, no better, no worse. They're just people who happen to not be able to see.
Certainly.
But if a blind dude can bump into you without even knowing you're there to be bumped into and it kills you, you're not a badass. By design.
Yeah.
Number 8 is Khan. He tasks me. And Khan was a pretty bad... I mean...
Pretty badass.
Dude, he put that gross thing in Chekhov's ear, and who hasn't wanted to do that to Walter Koenig at least once in their lives?
I don't know.
Anyone who says no is a fucking liar. And a bit of a dick. Followed up with Pike Bishop from The Wild Bunch. William Holden.
Yeah.
If they move, kill them.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. Yeah.
That's right.
Number 6, Sarah Connor. No. They kind of painted her a little bit as a badass in part 2. But other than that,
a tank top, badass is not me.
Yeah, all of that implies badass, but doesn't show badass. But you know who does show themselves as a badass? That would be Walker. And I love the nod. For those who don't know, that would be Lee Marvin. I bet you're a big Lee Marvin fan. Who, by the way, is a badass because he decided
not Texas Ranger.
Yeah, if only. I'm going to be a sniper in the Marine Corps because I'm a good shot. So, yeah, he was fucking badass. But, yeah, Walker and Point Blank, Lee Marvin. Number four, Mad Max.
Yeah, well, everyone in that world's at a deficit, so.
Yeah, yeah.
In one way or another, so the guy with the most faculties wins?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty
so,
much.
Yeah, he's badass.
By default. Number three, John McClane.
Oh, certainly.
Most assuredly, yes, because John, that's a cat who can take a heap and helping of some badness.
Is Conan on there?
No.
That's wrong.
I'll give you a real quick. Number two, Ellen Ripley. Okay, maybe you're trying to seem a little too cool for school, but putting a woman at number two?
It's a little cool.
And number one would be Harold Callahan of San Francisco, California. California.
California.
I have an uncle from Germany who calls it California.
Oh,
it's wonderful here in California. You should come out sometime. Okay, Pete.
Get to the chopper!
No! 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 I don't know what I'm doing here. But there's that, yeah.
So, no, Dirty Harry's number one, eh?
Dirty Harry's number one, and Conan don't make the list. But in fairness, come on.
Oh, it's one movie. It's still pretty good.
Well, two.
No. No. Not really.
Technically speaking.
The only thing really badass, two, was the Enough Talk line. No, there's not. There's not a third movie.
Didn't he pop up in...
No.
Sonia Rhaa. Sonia Rhaa.
He wasn't Conan or Red Sonia.
He wasn't. No. Who was he?
He was Prince something.
Prince Conan?
No, Prince fucking Foppy, not Conan.
Conan's Pizza?
Bullshit.
It was
Conan's Pizza. Conan yes. O'Brien? Yes, he was Conan O'Brien's Pizza.
In Red Sonia? Mm-hmm. Is that what happened?
He wasn't. He fucking wasn't Conan.
God damn it!
God damn it!
That was delightful. I'm gonna ask you a question and I want you to answer objectively. You can say whatever you want about all the other shit. Has there ever been a character who was more just fucking swinging shaft badass than General Zod? As I was yesterday and the day before.
Yeah, he's incredibly bored.
Yeah. We conquered, the three of us conquered this planet in an afternoon.
Here's the thing about Zod.
I'm bored.
As I've mentioned before, yes, he wants total power.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, nothing really changes.
Yeah,
you know,
that is true.
Yeah, the president's gone, and there's no Congress, obviously. It's fascist rule.
How is
which
that
would be
different
really terrible.
Yeah. How is it different from today? Congress isn't doing anything. What?
So they come in.
Our life's a joke.
Clear everyone out,
yeah,
and then just hang around. I mean, everybody's still going about their business.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But they're doing
and they're
it
from
under
another planet. And a phantom zone at that, so they don't really know, like, the tax system. Yeah. So things are just going to truck along.
Well, and actually, it might end up being better for your average American because they don't want to have to, they ain't having to pony up any dough for taxes because I'm wondering that Zod ain't too big on healthcare or services or any of that shit.
Well, there's that. Maybe it'd be like a loose form of corporatism, which would be a tragedy.
It would be. It'd be awful. Now, here,
let's just say the black outfits are pretty apt.
Yeah, yeah. Except a deep V-neck like that, where it
the
looks like
the deep V-neck's weird. The deep V-neck should be less on Zod and Non, whatever his name is.
Non,
I think. And more on Ursa.
But Non is not so much on Ursa. Cause
it's all right with me.
She's a little scary.
Okay. It works for me.
Now, I have a question for you. I'm going to jump us off the...
Look out!
What? That's a bad outfit. Damn, Jim. Who is more of a badass, John McClane or Hans Gruber? That's a tough one, isn't it?
John McClane. No shoes.
I'll take it under advisement. Hit it again. I'm sorry. Hans, though, I like his suit.
That was the only thing separating those two was no shoes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No shoes.
Oh, you're one of them? I like that it holds on even after I shut the mic off. But the fact that the whole bit when he's in the elevator with Takamura.
Yeah.
And I said, I have three myself. Like, oh, you're a I am an exceptional
thief.
He's so badass. Yeah, he's really just good. So fucking cool. And McClane kind of the next time you have a chance to kill a man, don't hesitate. Gadoosh, gadoosh, gadoosh. Or to quote my nephew,
douche, 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 douche.
That was his sound.
And let's not forget, he was a badass. At the end of the day,
after
it's all said and done,
yeah,
he was the only one with enough self-control and wherewithal to keep it all together so that fucking Harry Potter could make it through.
I know.
As Snape.
Snape. Dude, I'm going to stand by badass sequences. The fucking Pensieve from Deathly Hallows Part 2 is the best piece of filmmaking of the year.
That was beautiful.
Like,
why'd they make this into two movies?
For that scene. Not just
it was an honor to serve with Harry Potter. A good place to be with friends. Let me see your junk again. You told me it was not a secret anymore. Please.
Oh, hell no. You know what an HJ is, Bobby.
Who is that?
Oh, shit.
Take it all.
Yeah.
Give it to me hard.
Give it to me now. Yeah. Anyway, fucking awesome in that.
Yeah. Who were we just talking about now?
Talking about Snape.
No, Snape. Okay.
Oh, man.
Baby. Oh, Bane.
Fuck, you think so?
Like, oh, wait a minute. I looked at it and I just saw the name Bane. I was like, Bane.
So why does he have that voice if he's so badass? Why?
Oh,
it's so dumb.
Hold on.
No one can understand him.
Perhaps you are wondering
why
you would shoot a man. You are going to throw out of a plane.
A plane?
Prane. I'm not from here. We have a slightly different word for plane than you do. It's prane. And perhaps he's wondering that. Wondering why.
You came back to buy with your shitty.
Wait, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Oh, Batman. Oh.
Black man?
No.
What?
Batman.
Oh, I see.
Batman.
I say, really? Yeah, Bane. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
And the fact that so many nerdlingers out there lost their minds about Bane just because of the kind of bedwetting that went on with it. It's not that good. It's not that good.
Yeah,
it kind of is.
It really fucking is. And you are so wrong for saying it's not.
Yeah.
And you need to shut your stupid fuck.
Just accept that it's cool. Just be cool. Man.
Man.
Hmm.
Crashing this plane. What the shit? Ooh, ew, ew. You know who's cooler than James Bond? Ian Fleming.
He's all right.
Because you want to hear something awesome? He was part of a plan that was set up to allow communications with Gibraltar if Spain joined the Axis. You know what that operation was called? GoldenEye.
Nice.
And he worked in the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, which was tasked by Churchill to set Europe ablaze with a gentleman known as Christopher Lee. The Bureau
of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Yes,
that is the single most badass name for a group or department or what have you, or bureau.
It's two things at the same time. First off, it's the most badass. Second off, it is the most British.
Oh my god!
Ever. Oh yes, we
Bureau, right?
Yes, the the Ministry,
of
Ungentlemanly Warfare.
I love it.
Yeah, he and Christopher Lee, which was the area where he came up with the idea for Jaime Bond.
I see.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The
Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Awesome.
Yeah.
Completely awesome.
That's like that could be our show could have been called the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Film Criticism.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Whatever. You know, we'll call it what we want to.
That's right.
But those fools were badass.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know who's a badass too? How about Mr. a gentleman by the name of R. Lee Ermey?
Yes.
You know, he got his part in Full Metal Jacket, right? He was brought on as a consultant and made a video where someone pointed a camera at him and he stood there shouting obscenities at the camera without flinching while people threw baseballs and shit at him. And he just, without blinking, Kubrick's like, yeah, you're the man.
Yeah.
Do not discriminate.
Nice overkill.
Oh, God. And he was, and, you know, there was a bit where he was driving home from set one night in the rain. Had a car accident where he broke three ribs, and the official accounts I heard, refused to lose consciousness.
Nice. It's that order, too.
Until someone picked him up.
Request permission to die, sir.
A jelly donut!
What?
Okay. A little jacket.
Oh,
jelly donut. A jelly donut.
A jelly donut.
Because you are hungry.
Because you are a useless, disgusting fat body.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, he was so fucking good in that.
That is half of a really good movie.
It really is. Speaking of half of a really good movie, Hans Lana.
Yeah.
Christoph Waltz's character in Inglourious Basterds is so fucking awesome. Honestly, I don't even acknowledge the flaws in that movie because of how awesome his character is.
Well, he didn't have any, so it's all
right. He doesn't have any at all. Here's what it is. If you've probably never watched the show How I Met Your Mother.
I have.
Okay, Barnabas Stinson.
Stinson?
Barney,
yes.
Who is Neil Patrick Harris's character, introduces a concept called the crazy hot ratio, where it states any person you date, man or woman, is only allowed to be as crazy as they are hot.
It's true.
That movie falls into what I call the meh, what ratio. Christoph Waltz is so what that the parts that are like meh, I'm like, no, what? Because he re-fucking defines badass in that movie.
But if you only understood... that it's Tarantino's. I can get through this. It's Tarantino's. commentary on America's deal with terrorism. You'd understand better.
It is?
Yes. See? Think they're the bad guys, but you're really the bad guy. That's why Brad Pitt carves that swastika on the audience's head. You see? That's why. I love Facebook. Yeah. You keep pushing that finger all the way up to your nose. Yes. You want to bash your head in with a goddamn sledgehammer that I own.
Oh, yeah, you do.
After reading it, yeah.
Oh, you do own a sledgehammer.
I use it to work on my forearms in case I run across the people that post shit like that so I can punch them to death. Stop it.
Stop being stupid.
Quentin didn't do that.
You want to do that choke out where you're like, shh.
He would look up from his mirror and go, the fuck are you talking about, man?
What?
It's just cool.
Here's the man.
When the stranger from High Plains Drifter paints the entire town red.
Yeah.
Renames it hell. That's good eating.
Yeah. I'll be taking these boots. How much are they? No, you said you'd pay me. Fuck you.
No. It's free of charge.
Yeah.
Of course, he did rape a woman when he first got
there. Yeah, he did rape her.
And
she was raped.
A couple of days later, tries to shoot him when he's in the tub. It took her so long to go mad. Get mad.
It took her so long to get mad.
Pretty rough. But the midget looked like Jimmy Johnson, so it don't.
How's about Don Logan from Sexy Beast?
No. I'll be that on. Movie's not that great. If really you remove Ben Kingsley,
kind of it's slow.
Unwatchable.
Kind of slow.
Unwatchable. Speaking of, okay, I'm gonna take it down a notch here and get serious. You know what I don't like? I don't like movies that disrespect veterans of these United States military.
Yeah.
You know what movie I think is the most egregious offender of insulting veterans? I would say it would be the treatment of Sensei John Kreese in the Karate Kid films. That man sacrificed for his country, and all he wanted was for his country to love him as much as he loved it.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm sorry, I promised myself I wasn't going to do this. He just wanted to teach kids to defend themselves. Fuck you, Daniel.
It's all right. It's okay. He had a cutout made.
He did.
It's nice.
Wah.
Wah.
Wah. Until he was choking Billy Zabka unconscious in the parking lot. I was okay with Grease, because as we've discussed before, there's nothing wrong with hurting LaRusso.
No, no.
That little fucker deserved it.
Every bit of it.
Unless we go with our reading of it, where he's in Uncle Louie's basement.
Well, it doesn't matter, because none of that's happening to him anyway. Far worse things are happening to him right now.
The safe word is Parmesan.
Safe word's bonsai. You're fucked.
Mr. Miyagi's little trees.
Fucking prick.
Sure, why not?
Whatever.
You know, Audrey Hepburn was part of the Dutch resistance during World War II. Would like smuggle messages and shit.
Yeah, that's good.
Got busted by the SS and just took off and was like, oh no, I was collecting wildflowers.
Nice.
Because if Audrey Hepburn could point a gun at you. And if you close your eyes for a second, she turned and was like, I've been picking wildflowers. Like, of course you've been picking wildflowers. Look at you.
I'd probably let her go if I'm in the SS. Oh,
fuck yeah.
Again. Yeah. You can see that.
I mean, like, just give me a little kiss.
I'm not the biggest fan of the vampire.
No?
Except the vampires in Lost vampires. Boys.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
not vampires. No,
vampires
God,
with a dollar sign.
Awful. They sleep in the ground and shit. That sucks. The vampires in Lost Boys... Especially when I was a kid.
Even if they had awesome. To work for Edward Herman.
That was weird.
That was a little
weird. That was weird.
I just don't like that much garlic.
But the fly.
I don't like garlic. Are you going to hang
kind of music as I did when I was a kid? Sounds cool.
Except you didn't wear anywhere near as many accessories.
No.
You didn't look like you got kicked out of the band by Kip Winger because your look was a bit over the top.
I didn't get rolled through a Claire's boutique.
No, man, I got conchos, and I got
conchos colored hair. More conchos than Tom Kiefer of Cinderella's ever seen.
Yeah, more conchos than fucking Tom Kiefer and Yngwie Malmsteen's baby have ever seen together. And yes, his name is Kiefer Steen.
Yes, it's true.
Kiefer J. Steen.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of conchos.
This agave wheat beer is quite good.
It's pretty good.
Yes. Better than my Red Hook Wit, which was decent, but not as memorable as I wished it to be.
You know, there's a certain prop from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the series, that didn't get near enough play, and that was the...
Dawn?
Oh, that's right. No. The baseball bat that was whittled down to a spike. They always showed it when they opened up the cabinet, but no one ever fucking used it. Or if they did, they had it in their hand, but it never got used.
Yeah, yeah.
Lame. Because that was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, that was. That was.
That was badass.
Badass. So where were we?
We were Reggie's four-barrel shotgun from Phantasm.
I've never seen it, so I can't say.
It's good stuff.
But... I think I got everyone beat when it comes to the most badass person who's ever appeared in movies. And that would be a 5'5" tall gentleman from Texas named
Audie fucking Murphy.
That'll do.
Congressional Medal of Honor.
Distinguished Service Cross, Silver Star, Legion of Merit, Bronze Star, Purple Heart, French Legion of Honor, French Croix de Guerre, Belgian Croix de Guerre. So he has the Congressional Medal of Honor from three countries, plus a Distinguished Service Cross, Silver Star, Legion of Merit, Bronze Star, Purple Heart. And he was 5'5", which is short for a lady.
Yeah.
But this motherfucker, like, single-handedly fought off a German battalion for an hour.
Love it.
And then was like, yeah, I'll make some movies. Yeah, you know who played Audie Murphy in the Audie Murphy story?
Audie Murphy.
Audie Murphy.
You know where he's not from? Oklahoma.
Where the wind comes whipping down the plain and the pipe that's sweet smells like dude. Smells like dudes. Sorry. I should have said smells like sheep. The wind and wheat smells like, I don't know. I hate Oklahoma. Fuck Oklahoma. Yeah. I'm so sorry, Ben. So sorry. But, you know, I'm from UT, so I have no choice. And Clarkson's from Texas, so he has less choice. You know who's almost as badass as Audie Murphy, but in a different way? How about
Laura Sangiacomo.
Laura Sangiacomo?
No.
Exactly. Yes. Dolph Lundgren.
A bit.
Yeah. As I've said many times.
In reality.
In reality, Dolph Lundgren exists so that every other man on the planet can go, yeah, I've got some work to do.
A bit.
I've got some work to do. Shit. Because Dolph Lundgren, let's see, he's got a couple black belts, was combat kickboxing, not just regular, like combat, no combat, like fucking hardcore. Olympian in, you know, multiple things. Masters of chemical engineering, came to the U.S. as a Fulbright scholar to get his PhD, model, speaks multiple languages, plays the drums, can dance, and looks like he's carved out of alabaster. I don't know. Is alabaster a thing?
Sweaty alabaster.
Sweaty alabaster. Sweatabaster.
Yes, sweatabaster.
It sounds like a weird sweat.
Hashtag sweatabaster. Hashtag
loose meat sweatabaster.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of spooky.
It's really fucking Redonkey Kong, what that cat is.
It's Don Juan von Donkey Kong.
Don Juan von Donkey Kong. You know who else was? How about General Jimmy Stewart?
Yeah, General.
General Jimmy Stewart. Not Captain or Lieutenant Stewart. Fucking Brigadier General James Stewart. Mm. That's certifiably badass.
I agree.
Almost as badass as Mr. Blonde. It was just my favorite character from any Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah. Let's go with Eddie on that one.
Huh?
I have to go with Eddie.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop bringing gun to my dad! He's just gonna decide out of the fucking blue.
God, it was perfect.
Why don't you tell me what really happened?
So it was a perfect wedding of character and script.
He is the cooler of the Penn brothers.
Cooler than that guy that wrote the whole
Michael Penn?
Romeo and Black Jeans.
Yeah, cooler than
Pulp
him.
Show.
Cooler than Sean. And if I were to meet Sean Penn right now, I'd say, you know, Chris, your brother, say it. He was the coolest of the Penn brothers. You're pretty cool, but your brother was fucking awesome. And he'd probably go, yeah, you're right. And then you say, outside smoke.
And then he'd say, get away from me, fascist, man.
Nah.
I got things to prove. Look at my badge. It says, good guy.
How about Terry Crews?
Yeah.
Kind of a badass.
A little bit.
He was a fucking linebacker for... He was a defensive end in the NFL for years.
Yeah.
Went to college on an art scholarship.
Of course he did.
Dude is funny as shit. He's great. On Idiocracy, he was amazing on set. Really cool guy. And he does... Power! Oh! Those... Power! Those commercials fucking rule.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Martin Riggs is pretty badass.
He's very badass.
Although
Stringer Bell
is
real badass.
You need to finish that.
How
far into Breaking Bad are you?
One
episode or one season?
Episode.
It's a slow burn. It's a slow burn.
That first episode wasn't slow.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm expecting, like, I was mentally preparing myself for a very slow burn.
Right.
As I prepared my wife as well. Like, no, uh-huh. This is going to be very slow. Jim says you got to get through the first few episodes or whatever.
Are you into it right off the bat?
And I'm like, not slow at all. I can kind of tell. Was there a changing of the writing guard somewhere?
Not really. It's a very measured build.
I kind of grasp that it's a... I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of variables, but Walter goes from complete, not pussy, but just beaten down, shell of a man, to a man, to a stronger man, to a stronger, stronger man, to alpha male, to then shit gets dark. And the power starts to corrupt.
It's honestly
dark.
Honestly, dark, it's more like he goes from kind of a man to, well, a little more of a man to shit gets dark.
Ah.
To give you an idea, it's season 5 is what I think just happened. It begins 1 year to the day after season 1.
Nice.
The show is a step away from fucking real time. And if you want to talk about certified badass, here's the thing. If you don't like Breaking Bad, I can't make sense of you. I'd like to. I'd maybe try to. But on a fundamental level, I just kind of look at you and I'm like, oh, really? Yeah, like that. Yeah. Might I recommend 2 Broke Girls?
Yeah.
Is that more? Would you like that?
I'm at a bit of an impasse here because I really don't like shows that appeal to a lot of people. Yet Breaking Bad, lots of people like.
I know.
And it's critically acclaimed. But lots of people like it. Do I still like this show?
Yeah.
Is that you, God?
Yes. And you like it.
Are you at a monster truck show, God?
Maybe. Maybe. I'm not.
Have you lost your powers, God?
What did you just say?
Someday.
Wait, hold on. How about that? Wait, no. There. People love this about
us. They do. They love it.
They do.
So,
you can't beat it.
No. Anyway, Breaking Bad, yeah.
It's so badass. But I will say, if I did... Yeah?
Oh, shit.
Yes?
Al Swearingen.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's the fucking man. He's only there on my dry erase board as a quote I look at every morning when I get my coffee.
The world ends when you're dead. Until then... Oh, go ahead. I can't see it well enough because your handwriting's awful.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the problem.
The world ends when you're dead. Until then, you have a lot more punishment in store. Take it like a man and give some back.
Give some back. And here's the thing. You remember my feelings on Al Swearingen. I said he should still have the Emmy.
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston should have it now. Cranston took it. He fucking claimed it with Breaking Bad.
That's quite a sentence.
Yeah, it is. You know who just joined the cast of Sons of Anarchy? Chuck Zito.
Yeah, as something Diamonds.
Ah.
Joey Diamonds.
He's in it.
Tommy Diamonds.
Yeah. Diamond.
Whatever. Chuck Zito.
He's in it as King Diamond.
Can you imagine? Tuxedo is King Diamond.
Hurley.
Let me help you out of this shit, Grandma.
Oh, man. Do we have any logic left in us? Oh, Frank from Once Upon a Time in the West was...
Yeah, a little bit.
Now that you said my name.
The Flying Guillotine from Mastering the Flying Guillotine.
That's pretty badass. How about Sean Bean? Some dude talked shit to this playmate that he was dating when they were outside of a pub in England, in London, and Sean was like, fuck off, I'm Sean Bean, and like chase the guy off.
Did he have a theme?
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So Sean Bean chased him off and then goes out for a beer later. Dude is waiting for him with a broken bottle, cuts up his arm. Sean Bean fucking whaps the dude, takes a refuses medical treatment. He's like, no, I'm here with a hot chick with large breasts, so I shan't be going to the hospital.
Nice.
I'm good here. Let's see. Harrison Ford apparently has rescued people. He's a helicopter pilot and like has rescued like kids who get lost out in the fucking woods in the area, wherever the shit he lives. Rescued him and used his helicopter to fly athletes to the Special Olympics. So you got to kind of fucking cash a badass check. Oh, and apparently he played Indiana Jones and Han Solo.
He did? Awesome.
Same guy. Nice. Who knew? Nice. Let's see. Daniel Day-Lewis, kind of badass.
A bit.
Sean Bean. Michael High White. You know, he's like 50-something and still looks like he's just carved out of stone.
Alabaster stone.
Alabaster stone. Dyed milky black. Michael High White's not white.
Yeah, I know.
Which is odd, because his last name is White.
What are you going to do?
So let's see if I can land this one in that basket again. Oh, that was
just
weak.
A bit outside.
Just a bit outside. The killer in Hard Boiled. That's pretty badass. Chow Yun-Fat, king of the badasses. Chow Yun-Fat was the king of the badasses.
It's not going
to
happen.
It bounced it off the fucking mug that you put up there to block it. I'm sorry. You put Dennis Rodman in my way, and that's what happens.
Did it get the fucking ball?
No. Bullshit.
It just blocked
Bullshit. Bullshit.
That's Karl Malone. How that's not
fucking. No. I'm sorry. That was Rodman.
No, that wasn't
playing
Rodman.
D like Rodman. I'm sorry.
The fucking ball.
Did he dish it out to a white? No.
No.
Rodman blocked.
Rodman comes down with it.
Okay. No, that was if it was a rebound. That wasn't a rebound. That was a block. Learn the difference. Read a book.
I don't know.
Gordon Gekko.
Bit
of a badass with Mr. Gekko, and.
Stop it. The show's deteriorated to you trying to throw paper into my bread basket. And I do mean bread basket.
I'll say. Shit. Do you anyway, have anything else on your list?
No.
Or can I just trash your apartment some more to the chagrin of your wife?
Please don't.
I'm just going to tilt this bookcase over and be like, I don't know what happened.
I made it.
So,
your husband doesn't know who Karl Malone is.
If you know who Karl Malone is,
yes.
tweet that to Loose Meat.
Yes.
And we'll find it.
Film Thugs on Twitter, Film Thugs on Facebook.
Go to filmthugs.com, and you'll support the show if you click on our banner and jump on over to Amazon and buy some shit. Also, if you want to hear your question read on a forthcoming episode of the show, and when I say question, I don't mean film question. I mean question about anything.
Whatever.
Send it to thugquestions@gmail.com. Literally, until I read the question on the show, we won't know what they are because we've got Hunter from the Midnight Movie Cowboys collecting them and sending them to us so that we won't know what they are until we're actually talking to you people. You people. Twitter, Facebook, thefilmthugs@gmail.com, thugquestions@gmail.com.
We're on Skype.
We're on Skype at the_film_thugs, or you could just call us at 512-666-RANT, a woefully underused number.
Mm.
Woefully. So send us some messages there, but other than that, is there anything else left to say at this point?
No.